that's good. Well, the next radio I buy simply because they just about all have it now. I'm not going to do without a waterfall. It's a nice feature to have. The only possible exception to that is if I bought one of the little Elecraft radios for hiking, one of those little bitty ones, they don't have waterfall on them. But that ICOM IC705 has the same front as the 7300. So it's got a waterfall and everything, and even works FT8 portable. But I don't know. I've got a little circuit board that the U-bit, one of those U-bit radios that works 80 through 10 meters, sideband CW 10 watts, and I got that. If I get that, I get a battery for it, I can just take that out in the woods. And the good thing about that is if your antenna should burn up the finals or something, the finals are just a few dollars and easy to get to and replace. And I just hate to burn up a nice radio out in the field because my standing wave was high.
I know Bill just bought a new 991, but he's using it primarily just for digital modes, which I don't do those. But I like that new Kenwood they come out with. It's $890, I think. And my friend, I was trying to think of Mike's call. He's up in Oklahoma. He just bought one. He just loves it. But it's rather pricey. Whereas you can buy that 7300, and by far overall, even Bob Indy 7J has one for a second radio. By far, it's been the one I've heard the most approval on, and I don't know which HR rig have you got that you're operating right now, Phil.
With a 4NGU, I've got an ICOM 746, and they made a pro version, but then mine's just the plain 746, and it's a good radio, man, and I use it several hours every day, and it's just a real sensitive, got good selectivity. I like the features on it, and it gets daily use. Well, tomorrow, I'm not looking too much forward till tomorrow. I'm selling a man a tower, and he's coming up from Florida to get it, and it's supposed to be a high of 63 or 64, and stormy, and even possible tornado watch, and the thing's heavy. And it's just going to be me and him, and I'm not looking forward to loading that thing in the rain.
I think I'd call that one off, Phil. It's 100% chance of rain tomorrow. I'd tell him to wait and get him a room, and he'd load it up Sunday after church or something. I don't think there's any way you could avoid that, and you certainly don't want to be out there if there's any thunderstorms around. This is NGRLTR.
I wish I had texted him or called him. Surely he's on the road by now, if he's, you know. But he was coming up in a camper today and going to spend the night at some local campsite or something fairly close. And then come see me tomorrow. But I don't know. In a way, I'd just love to get the money in my hand, but then I priced it too low. I put it on a website, and I had about 12 calls in 2 hours, so I definitely priced it too low. So I don't guess I care if he didn't come.
I'm looking at it now, Phil, and it says 5 a.m., 30%, 6 a.m., 50%, 7 a.m., 70%. 8 a.m., 90, 9 o'clock, 100%, and it stays that way through noon for sure. That's all they show right now for tomorrow, but it shows 100% possibility.
All right, quick, just see if he's halfway up here. I'll get back with you in just a minute, W4NGU.
Yeah, N0TR.
0TR, W4NGU.
TR. I just sent you a thing I got from KA4LAO about that solar flare and that. I haven't looked at it yet, Phil, but I thought you might be interested in it sometime when you're not busy, which is probably never. Anyways, did you get a hold of him?
I sure did, and he thought it was a wonderful idea. If it wouldn't inconvenience me, could he load it tonight about 6:30? And I said, man, that's a far better plan. And so that's what we're going to do. He's halfway up here.
Self-supporting, or what is it?
Oh, it's a hoss. It's the biggest one I had. It's 70 feet, Rhone 55G, the big stuff. Really, it's commercial tower. And I got four other towers, Tom. Then I got a lot less money in, and this guy gave me what I wanted for it, and which apparently was way too low. But that's okay. That's okay. I'll put this in the market and make a little money on it, and we'll go from there. But it is big tower. Each section is 100 pounds.
Yeah, I think you're better off getting rid of that. I don't foresee any use of it that you'd have. And there's a lot better options.
I was going to do, and he's buying a razor from me, too, not the hazer, the razor. That's the heavy-duty version of that thing that scoots up and down the tower with your antenna on it, so you don't have to tilt it over and you don't have to climb it. So, but that was going to require a big concrete base, and I just don't know whether I want to do that where I'm living right now and then have to move in a few years. But I hope I have my parents a long time, so. But anyway, I wasn't greedy. I just couldn't find a tower. I put out the word, and it just wasn't happening. About 3 months went by, and then all of a sudden, period, five towers came available, and I bought all the suckers.
Well, you know what they say, a fool needs money soon parts.
Probably applicable in my case. But, so I'm still hot tower poor. I'm not worried about not getting my antennas up. So, but I said I can make a little off that money, and I'll just see if there's any feelers. And, man, here came the calls.
They put it on Facebook or Craigslist?
Neither. There are some excellent ham radio and tower threads out there. And some of those guys have the kind of towers that crank in themselves, and they have all kind of problems. I don't think I want something like that. But they pass, you know, where they get hardware and fixes, and do you have this diagram and that diagram. It's very valuable. And I just put it on there with no price. I said, somebody said he was interested in some Rhone 55 for the heavy antenna he was going to put up. So I just copied the whole thread, and I said, you know, I've got some 70 feet of Rhone 55. I didn't even put a price on it. I said, you know, call me. Here's my phone number. Call me offline if you're interested. And it stirred up a hornet's nest. I didn't know it was that rare.
I'd never heard of that big, Phil. But I just don't think it's necessary for. But I do know that there's. I think I read here a few years ago there just aren't any more tower manufacturers other than like Texas Towers or that, and you can drop $10,000 on a crank up tower or something real fast.
Oh yes, sir. Absolutely. And those tubular towers, they're nice. And heavy duty, and nobody can climb them because it's a tube, inside a tube going up, and then the top section's about 4 inches square of a big steel section that goes up. Heavy duty is all get out, but oh, you spend $20,000 on those things. And Well, I priced U.S. Tower when I was trying just to buy a new one because I couldn't find a used one. And the tower I chose, they wanted $5,000 to ship it from California.
This is N0TR. Yeah, I think that's neat the way K4SV got that one on a trailer. He drove to California and picked that up.
Deal on that. He's a good guy. I'm glad he got it. But what a deal he got. Just being nosy, I looked up, and those things sell for $50,000 new.
Yeah, and that's nice having to loan it to the club for field day and that. That's well, that's just a beautiful setup.
They made a ton of those things, and the military bought, I forget how many of them, to put all around a nuclear test site. And they dropped a bomb down in the middle of them, and I'm sure they were miles back. I don't know what the circle was. And the shrapnel ruined every one of them. They couldn't sell them anymore for new, and the structural integrity was gone. So they destroyed most of them and sold a few to people that said, we don't care about the liability of it. But the government spent all that money for one test shot, and then they were useless.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That don't sound so bad. Pelosi's accrued since 2002, I read, over $1 million. So that's not so foolish, I don't think, Phil.
What's she do?
She's acquired over $1 billion in funding since 2002.
Wow, isn't that something? She got a fence around her house, by the way. I should throw that in. But man, Biden's talking about a 43% capital gains tax. He's going to kill us.
Pay taxes. They just raise the price on their products, and then it is kind of like that trickle-down effect, you know? That's the way that works. Well, I'm just reading it here off of Fox News. It says Pelosi's raised more than $1 billion since entering leadership in 2002.
Congratulations. Yeah, there was a meeting. I knew the actual companies involved. I'm driving right now, and I don't remember, but it was something like GM and Ford and 3M, and had a big meeting, and they were all saying, guys, what are we going to do about this tax rate? This was years ago. Taxes were discussed as being raised, and they had some government people there and said, you know, is this going to hurt y'all? And they said, not at all. We don't pay taxes. We pass them on. And it's just going to hurt the little man. The less money you make, the more it's going to hurt you. So, you know, raising taxes is not the end-all solution. And it'll hurt the economy in a long way, in the long run.
It's like our owner of our company I worked at for 32 years and finally went out of business. Ed McNally says, you know, running a company is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship. He says, we don't pay taxes. We just raise the price of the products. And so it's just going to probably, most likely, and I've been amazed at what the stock market's done already, but I would think that you start stepping on the toes of those kind of people, it's going to cost.
I was listening to CNBC at lunch today, and man, everybody is, they were even talking about how bullish they were. And that's usually a contrarian signal, but they sound contrarian, but we just don't see any end to it right now until the Fed starts raising rates. But a lot of people say that we couldn't even pay the interest on the debt if we raised rates, so that's going to cap them a little bit. So I don't know where it's headed, Tom, but it's interesting times. I'm still getting in and out most every day, unless I'm writing calls. And out and every Friday. I had some expire this week. And so I enjoy that, but I tell you, it's a dangerous place to hold forever, just buy and hold. But, man, the market's gone up like crazy even since January. It's just something to behold.
And I wish it well, but what goes up must come down eventually. And it's just nuts out there right now, the housing industry and that. And I don't know, when you see it balloon that way and spike that way, it brings back bad memories. And, you know, all it takes is one spark. And this idiot we got up there now is toying with sanctions on Russia. And Russia's buddying up with the Chinese. And, I don't know, Taiwan's another spark. And North Korea with South Korea, that's another one. And any one of those things could bring things crashing down.
No, that's not a cop. I thought that was a cop about to pass me. I'm on the exit ramp here at Highway 9, just about to be home. But, yeah, politics is an interesting thing. Well, I'm going to get home, and if that guy's coming today, I got a little bit of stuff I need to move out of the way so we can get to this stuff. I asked him, was he bringing anybody with him? He said no, so I'm going to give him the heavy end of stuff because it's got a real heavy top plate on it. And he's going to have to move that, or he'll have to call somebody in. I'm not going to hurt myself on this stuff, because it's not just the weight, it's the bulk.
Here, Phil, I'll tell you, it don't take much at our age to goof things up, and it lasts for a long time at our age. You take care. I can come help you, but I can't lift over about 10 to 20 pounds anymore, and I have no idea if there's anyone in the world, even males, that can do anything about arthritis in the lower back. Pain management guys, nope, won't even give me a epidural. And I don't know where to turn, but I'm not much good to anybody, I'll tell you, when it comes to that. You take care, my friend, and be careful out there. We'll talk to you down the line, W4NGU and 0TR. I'm going to shut this thing off for a while.
Okay, Tom, thanks for the conversation. Always enjoyed it. Always a pleasure. W4, never give up.
AC4MC.
And 0TR, go ahead.
Yep, haven't talked to you for a long time, Tom. This is Bob, used to be KG6MC, and a bit off of 2 minutes where I just heard you on there, and thought I'd stop in and say hi.
Oh, always a pleasure, Bob. I was talking with Phil, and he's another great guy there. You might say hi to. I don't know if he's still mobile or not. He's getting close to home. Nice to hear you again. Hope you're getting active.
I got one of those new ICOM 705s and trying it out here. Found out that if I load it up on my hex beam, it actually comes out about a 1.3 to 1 SWR. So I'll be on more and more from here on out. Low power, but still should be enough to hit the repeater.
Still there, you want to say hi to Mom? Oh, that's wonderful, Bob. It's good to hear you, and hope you fared well over this COVID thing. The wife and I did, and Phil did, and he's W4NGU, and we've been vaccinated with both our shots, and still up here north of Lake Cunningham, east of northeast of Greenville, Bob.
Yeah, sounds good. And I know you're trying to sign off there. I wouldn't hold you up. Like you said, I just got this 705, and I'm trying. This thing's got so many whistles and bells. I don't know what to do. It's got, if you take the basic manual and the advanced manual, it's over 300 pages. a little scary getting into it. Anyway, I'll let you go and get back to working on figuring out how to get the extra tones here on the repeaters. So you take care, Tom, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the near future. NZOTR, AC4MC.
Okay, Bob, you'll probably have to refresh my memory every time until we get used to each other again on that call. But it sounds like an FM radio station. I mean, it's just absolutely full quieting. A great signal into the repeater, and couldn't ask for better. I might ask, is that an SDR radio?
It's an SDR. It's real similar in function to the ICOM 7300. It's got mostly the same menus and everything, except it's it's got expanded frequency range, and it's got a max of 10 watts out. Right now I'm running 5 watts. I'm just running on the internal batteries. But it's a real small little thing. Go ahead.
Sound like it. It sounds like a big radio. Well, congratulations on that. And yeah, and I've heard a lot of people buying those 7300s. I still run my old TS-590.
My old 7600 and the AL-1500. A couple of years ago, I got rid of my last 706 Mark IIG, and then I sold my van where I had an ICOM. I forget the model, but it was just 2 meter FM. Didn't have any whistles or bells, and just kind of got away from the VHF for a while. So, anyway, we'll let you go. You take care. 7300TR, AC4MC.
Yeah, I just brought your call up on QRZN. I just happened to be in front of the laptop here. And the mail just come. So I'm going to go out and get the mail. Break in anytime, Bob. Good to hear you. 73, this is N0TR, clear.
73, Tom.